Hello and welcome to Damascus Daily Prayer Lab. My name is Seth Hallway and I'm a missionary at Damascus, where we're working to awaken, empower, and equip a generation to live the adventure of the Catholic faith. Today we're going to be reflecting on the first reading, which is Acts chapter 2, verses 36 through 41. This reading really stood out to me because it's one of those readings where Peter is speaking to these people that don't really have any concept for the gospel, and he's enveloping in them like a clear, simple gospel message of who Jesus is and what is like happening. And so this is happening on Pentecost, which is a pretty important thing to note. And so I'll hit it, go into the first segment. It says, on the day of Pentecost, Peter said to the Jewish people, "Let the whole house of Israel know for certain that God has made him both Lord and Christ, this Jesus whom you crucified." Yeah, so some important notes from here is that this is on the day of Pentecost, a time when the gifts of the Spirit are really exploding within the church. People are speaking in tongues. There's great preaching anointings, and there's just the Holy Spirit is being poured out on the people of the church. And what happens here is Peter is basically face to face with the people that crucified Jesus or brought him to be crucified. And normally this could be something that could be scary, but because of the things that Peter knows and because of the power of the Spirit, he's not scared. He even takes up his authority, and consider how like authoritative he is when he says this. Let the whole house of Israel know for certain that God has made him both Lord and Christ, this Jesus that you crucified. So we're listening to a guy that's not scared at all about what's happening and the people before him. And so this next part that happens in this reading is just a really clear gospel message that Peter says to people that don't really know what's going on. And we're going to, you know, as a church, we come into contact with people that don't really know the gospel, but maybe they occasionally like witness the power of God. And so this is something that really consider the order of things that Peter says and why he says what he says and how it really like conveys the gospel in a clear and effective manner. So anyways, it says, "Now when they heard this, they were cut to the heart, and they asked Peter and the apostles, 'What are we to do, my brothers?' Peter said to them, 'Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of your sins, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. For the promise is made to you and to your children and to all those far off, whomever the Lord our God will call.' He testified with many other arguments and was exhorting them, 'Save yourselves from this corrupt generation.' Those who accepted his message were baptized, and about 3,000 persons were added that day." Yeah, this is some powerful stuff from Peter, and it's a very clear gospel message to repent, be baptized in the name of Jesus for the forgiveness of sins, receive the gift of the Spirit. This promise is for all God calls, and save yourself from this corrupt generation. I think many times we would do well just reading through those ourselves and just sitting in it and being, yeah, learning from this word. But anyways, thank y'all for listening. This has been a scripture reflection on Acts chapter 2, verses 36 through 41. Again, my name is Seth Hallway. And thank you so much, St. Gabriel, for the ways that you bless us here at Damascus. To learn more about Damascus and our programs, visit damascus.net.